1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station. 9:15 on this Wednesday morning. 57 degrees in Holland. It's time now to be looking ahead in Holland Public Schools. We welcome back on the other side of our table the principal of Holland High School, Deb Feenstra. We had a chance to chat with you last month as you got your sea legs in as being the boss. But this is one of those fun things that you can do when you trot out one of your students that is doing well, not only in the classroom, but also, in this case, in the pool of the Holland Community Aquatic Center. Deb, good morning. Hope you're doing well.
Good morning. I am. Thank you. Thanks so much for having us this morning. And I'm really excited to have a student with us today. We have a lot of great things going on at Holland High and wonderful students doing a lot of things. But this morning we want to honor Taylor Garcia, who, as you said, is not only wonderful in her sport, but as a model student and in the classroom. And Taylor is one of our swimmers, and we'd like you to meet her this morning.
And we all welcome you. And Taylor, do not be because you might be talking to thousands of people, but yet it's no different. Well, I'll put you at ease. It really should be no different than when you step into the pool at the Holland Community Aquatic Center, because all it is you in the pool, right?
Right, exactly.
All right, tell us a little bit about before we talk about the classroom situation, tell us a little bit about some of the disciplines that you are in your swimming competition. Are you more of a sprinter, or are you more of the long-distance events?
I'm more of a sprinter. I like the backstroke and the butterfly.
Not the easiest ones in the world. One thing about those disciplines, and I know a little bit about it because I do broadcast the MHSAA finals from the Holland Community Aquatic Center and both the boys and girls, so I might be seeing you. Maybe not this year. I'm not certain how the rotation is, whether or not you're going to IPSI or going to another venue. But talk a little bit about those two strokes, because they're not the easiest in the world to get into.
Especially butterfly. I mean, that's definitely a stroke that takes a lot of time to get the rhythm down with it. So I really enjoy practicing and working on that technique that I get to do every single day.
Rhythm, is that really the key? It's almost like a bowler. You have to have that same stroke each time.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a rhythm, especially that stroke. Your upper half and your lower half have to work in sync.
The other part of the discipline, besides discipline in the pool, discipline in the classroom.
Yes.
Does that sort of translate when you have to focus yourself on certain things in your sport?
Mm-hmm.
Does that translate into your classroom?
Definitely. I mean, it's all about time management and priorities, and I think school is definitely a big priority because without it, we wouldn't get to play sports and participate in such a great team atmosphere.
Deb, talk a little bit about girls such as Taylor who excel, but to a certain extent they also have to be responsible in the classroom and responsible to their fellow classmates as well.
What's exciting when you watch students like Taylor is it's commitment, it's perseverance, it's understanding that there's a goal at the end, and they're working really hard to achieve that goal. I also have the pleasure of knowing Taylor's family, and they are all in this together. It's a family adventure, and helping her be successful in the pool and in school and in life. She's just a kind, caring, giving person, and that comes through in everything that she does. And she just has a way of putting all that together. But I think it's that commitment. And when you make that commitment and carry it through, she's doing it in her sport and in life and in education.
State champion
for
two straight years. And I remember the excitement of a couple of years ago winning it at home. And then following up last year and doing it as well. You get a feeling that you guys are almost like the hunted now?
Oh, definitely. I think there's definitely a huge target on our backs for this state meet coming up. So.
Yeah, and of course, it all goes into the championships, which will be in November at the Holland Community Aquatic Center and in other venues across the state. Also, USA Scholastic All-America team. Is that almost as important as being a state champion?
Oh, definitely. I think almost more important to me, showing that I can have commitment in the classroom as well.
All right. That's a success story, Deb.
She's a success story. Yes, she is.
And again, I'm not certain, and I apologize for not having this information off the top of my head, whether or not, Taylor, you and the girls will be competing at home this year in the States.
We are actually at Eastern.
Okay, so you're at IPSI, so I'll be seeing some of the lower ones when they come through in November. But you can be able, by the way, when's your next meet at home?
Oh, geez.
Do you know off the top of your head when you go back to work?
I think maybe next Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go to Holland Public Schools.org.
All of our, you can click the athletics sports tab and you can look there and the schedules for all of our sports teams are listed. And we'd love to have you join us and support our team.
That's what's looking ahead in Holland Public Schools. And we look ahead to seeing you not only successful
in life, but also
in the pool.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Deb Feenstra, Taylor Garcia, thank you for joining us here on 1450 WHTC with Looking Ahead in Holland Public Schools.